Welcome, everybody, to Bass Fan Army Radio. And with me today is Gene Flash Butts. And my first question I got to ask you, Flash, is how did you come up with the name Flash?
Well, my father gave it to me right after I was born. I was about a day old, and I was named after him, Gene Jr. He told my mama, he said, we just can't call him Gene Jr. We're going to have to come up with something else. And he picked out Flash. And it stuck with me for 43 years.
The rest is history, so they say. Well, let's talk a little bit about Everstart. Of course, you're fishing two divisions of Everstart and had great success. You just finished the Everstart at Okeechobee and did real well.
Yes, sir. I really enjoyed fishing Everstart. It's really tough competition, fishing that league of competition against the guys, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Okeechobee now. You know, it was a tough bite. Everybody was kind of bunched up. You fished very, very small, and you were able to do real well in the tournament. Was it a flipping bite for you?
I caught about half of my fish flipping, and I caught about half of them casting spinnerbaits and Texas rig worms.
So you were able to kind of find a different pattern maybe than a lot of guys that also did well.
Yes, sir. If they just concentrated on one method, they probably didn't do as good as my three methods.
Well, you know, you look at this thing, and you know, you said you're 43, and you look at what's going on as a fisherman, and I know you fish BFL as well, and I think the Piedmont Division is where you're located, and you look at that thing as kind of a growing ground. You know, you start in that BFL, and you really get out there and really cut your own swath, but then you get into the Everstarts, and kind of tell me, you know, is that something that's a stepping stone for you to get on the tour, or what are you doing there?
Yeah, it really is. It's a stepping stone to move on up and kind of get your feet wet and see how you stack up against the best people from the regions that they come from.
Well, you're from North Carolina, which is kind of a hotbed for bass fishing. There's a lot of good fishing out that way. And when you think about all the things that you could do for just in your area, it's kind of neat to get out there and really get your feet wet in these other divisions of Everstart, I would think.
It really is. It's really exciting. There's been a lot of professional fishermen sprouted from North Carolina. And I've seen them. I fished against them, and then they move on up and advance forward. And I said, man, just dreaming.
Well, you know, it's one of those deals where, you know, one of the things I think is neat about the divisions the way they are now, whether it's Bass or FLW, is you kind of have that stepping stone. You know, you can start in the Federation on the Bass side, you start in BFL on the FLW side, and as you mature as an angler, all of a sudden you're fishing the tour and you're doing it for a living. That's got to be a lot of fun.
It really, really will be.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the North Carolina influence. You go down to shallow water, of course, it's, you know, you're talking about 8 feet maximum in a lot of places, probably shallower than that where you caught your fish in a bedding situation. But, you know, North Carolina, everybody that knows about North Carolina thinks, hey, that's deep water, that's crankbait fishing, that's spinnerbait fishing a little bit. But how do you parlay your success in North Carolina when you go down to Okeechobee and do well?
Well, you just have to kind of factor into what kind of fishing you like to do and kind of make the water suit your needs. If you're not a deep water fisherman, it's foolish to try to fish deep, and if you're shallow, you need to try to fish shallow. And I'm basically a shallow wherever I go, so Okeechobee was right up my alley.
Now, you know, when you look at this thing, you go down to Okeechobee, you know, of course, this lake has drastically changed with the hurricanes and some of that kind of stuff. You go down there to practice, and when fishing two different trails, you're fishing the northeast and also the southeast, and you start thinking about, well, you know, I'm going to have to go down there and get acclimated to the shallow water fishing up there, but as you move north, you're going to probably do the same thing, aren't you?
Yes, sir, I sure will be.
Well, you talk about a little bit the technique. You said you casted a worm a little bit, and you were also throwing a spinnerbait. Is that some things that you felt like you had to get away from the fish because these fish were bedding, or were these pre-spawn fish, or what were you doing?
I feel like most of them were pre-spawn fish. The lake was really muddy, and it was kind of moving the fish around, and I didn't feel like it was going to be any sight fishing because of the color of the water, and the fish were hitting aggressive baits like spinner baits, and when they weren't feeding, and they fed about three times a day, they were really tight to the cover, and then you would need to move in and flip out a bite or two.
Now, what type of spinner bait were you throwing?
I was throwing hot collar spinner baits, about a quarter ounce with a Willa and a Colorado.
So a small bait. You were throwing a fairly small bait.
Yes, sir.
Now, you were talking about that worm. What was the combination there? What kind of weight were you fishing, line test, some of that type of stuff?
The worm I was casting, I was Texas rigging with an eighth-ounce weight and a Zoom fluke.
Man, you start thinking about lightweight. You know, that's some way you can get it. Plus, it will sink a little bit faster than weightless, won't it?
Yes, sir, it will. And I was just letting it go all the way to the bottom before I'd start working it and just kind of swimming over that grass about 4 or 5 foot deep.
So you were able to find those fish. They actually attacked the bait pretty well.
Yes, it did.
Well, you know, you look at kind of the future for flash butts and you start thinking about, hey, you know, I've had some pretty good success in the first event. Now you're shifting gears and you're going to have to continue on here. I mean, what are some of the goals you've got, aspirations to be an angler down the road?
Well, I would love to be able to fish full time. Obviously, that's a dream at this point. But my biggest goal for this season was to make a top 10 finish, and I hit that coming out of the gate, and it kind of shocked me. And now my goal is to try to get out there and win one.
Well, you know, it's neat when you get in that top 10, you start working the top 10, and then you start thinking, getting a little bit of success. And you know, one thing kind of feeds on the other. Guys have told me in the past, you know, the Denny Browers and the Kevin Van Dams, you have to learn to win. But once you learn to win, they kind of come a little easier for you. Do you think that's probably the case?
I think it takes a lot of mental pressure off of you. I think sometimes when I was first getting my feet wet in just the BFLs, just the pressure of wanting to do well was defeating myself. I wasn't really enjoying fishing as much as I do now.
Well, I think by trade you're a painter and you also do wallpaper, right?
Yes, sir.
Well, you're going to have to come up to Illinois and help me put wallpaper up because I can't keep a straight line ever, and if it's ever a print, I'm in trouble.
I'd be glad to do it.
Well, you know, you think about it, you know, all the trades and stuff, you know, the Bass Fan Army, of course, is a myriad of different people and different trades and different qualifications and different backgrounds. But, you know, you think about guys fishing the Everstart, you think, well, maybe they're all tour pros. But in reality, most of the guys fishing the Everstarts are holding down that full-time job.
That's right. Most of them have to do it.
Well, as an angler yourself now, when you look at this thing and you look coming back to the job, how hard was it to come back after you had a little money in your pocket?
Well, I know how quick that money can get away from you, so I didn't mind coming back at all.
Yeah, I'm sure you've been a local, kind of a local hero. Guys that knew you did well up there, I'm sure the coffee shop's been hopping with news about Flash Butts doing well again.
Yes, sir.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what's going to go on with the Everstarts. Now, you're fishing southeastern, but then you're also going to go up in the northeast part of the country and fish a little bit too. So travel is definitely on the horizon for you.
It really is, and most of the places I've never been to before. So I don't even have a clue as to what to expect when I get there. I'll have to hit the ground running.
Well, you know, how much map work do you do? Are you doing a lot of preparation as far as map work and working that way? What's going on there?
Yeah, every night I'll lay here and look at the map for 10 or 15 minutes. I won't overburden myself with it. I'll look at it, and then the next day while I'm working, it'll be on my mind, and then I'll come home that night and look at it a little more. And for 2 or 3 months before I get to a lake, I'll be thinking about it.
How much preparation time before the tournament do you get? Do you get 3 or 4 days there, or do you take a week ahead, or what do you do?
I generally take the week before the tournament and through that weekend. This last one I fished 7 days straight, and it took me 2 to get to Okeechobee.
Yeah, you have to drive down there, of course.
Yeah, it was about a 16-hour drive, and I had some snow on the ground when I left home, and so it took a little longer to travel.
Well, you look at the future, it's got to be bright for you, Flash, and you know, you think about, you've been to the Redman Regional 5 times, you're trying to get to the All-American. I'm sure if you make that All-American and have a great year on the Everstart, you got to think that maybe this thing's falling together for you.
Yes, sir, I'm sure hoping it will.
Now, the All-American, you look at that thing, you know, and you've had great success fishing the, you know, won several events fishing the BFL. Get to that All-American, what does that do in comparison to the Everstarts?
I think the All-American would open up a lot of doors for sponsorships and help promote you financially. The Everstart will do real well with it, but the All-American still got that prestige about it that you really need to win one to carry forward.
Well, there's no doubt about it. That big wind is not too far away from you. And, you know, it's funny, as we get this thing going with the Bass Fan Army, you look at these guys that are the weekend warriors, the guys that are out there beating the trails, and won't be too long, the end of August, or right in the middle of August, excuse me, there's going to be an event that if you're one of the top guys in the Everstarts, you got an opportunity to come fish at a big event that they'll be called the Weekend Warrior Championship if you're an Army member. So you need to get signed up for that for sure.
Okay, I'll check into it.
I'm Terry Brown, and this has been the Bass Fan Army.